Significant it might be, but it seems that most people still don't know much about Remembrance Driveway. Ian Calloway comments.
The biggest challenge that I could see would be to try and get public recognition of the driveway. Now, I was aware, talking to people who should have known better, that they didn't understand that the Remembrance Driveway existed. Some of them had seen the groves of trees around the Southern Highlands, but they thought that the whole project had fizzled out. They didn't realise it was an ongoing project. And people didn't seem to realise where the driveway went to. So I thought what we need to do is to advertise the presence of the driveway along the road and keep on reminding people, this is a Remembrance Driveway. And we prevailed upon the RTA, and they, every distance sign, the kilometres to go, every 5K signs, now embraces the little logo, the little Remembrance Driveway tree logo. So you've got those every 5 kilometres alongside the road. You've got a fairly regular Remembrance Driveway Sydney to Canberra or Remembrance Driveway Canberra to Sydney signs up to remind people about them. And, of course, we've got the VC rest areas, which are a very significant reminder of what the driveway's about. And we've launched the website, and we find people are using the website, and I get requests for information about the driveway on, you know, children who are doing projects.
When it comes to the long-term future of Remembrance Driveway, once all the VC rest areas are completed, what will the ongoing role of the committee be?
The ongoing role will be to maintain the driveway to the standard it is, make certain that the maintenance of rest areas doesn't fall away, make certain the signs are replaced. If there are any other VC winners, make certain they're on it. Now, we're going to have to start doubling up in some of the larger rest areas. We're going to start to have two VCs on it in the one rest area. That's obvious.
Jim Wallace represents the RSL on the committee. He spent the post-war years in Japan with the occupation forces. It left a deep impression on him.
You know, we went up there as a bunch of angry young men for what they'd done to our POWs and everybody else, but when you got there and seen it, oh, gee, you realised that, you know, it wasn't them at all. It wasn't these soldiers or anybody else. It was just a fact of life. And one of the things that happened was crook. All the big cities had all been levelled, all burnt out. Absolutely. It was wasteland.
What does Remembrance Driveway mean to you?
Oh, as the name suggests, like it commemorates the servicemen and women, I'm going to put the women in, that served during those conflicts from 1939 right up to the present day. That'll be the next thing, to remember the people of the present era. Oh, down in Canberra, just outside the War Memorial, the last stone that was dedicated down there, that goes as far as East Timor.